In 1965, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada crossed the ocean. He had no money, 40 rupees, no support, no one on the other side of the planet, even the slightest bit interested in helping him. He had one thing, which he told us was his wealth, faith in the order of his spiritual master. He was an ocean of compassion. Although Srila Prabhupada writes in his diary that he was just such a small little being, being tossed around by the massive waves of the Atlantic Ocean, but within his heart was an ocean of compassion. In comparison, the Atlantic Ocean was no more water than contained in the hoofprint of a small calf. Srila Prabhupada was the ocean. And anyone who has been so fortunate to open their hearts to receive even a single drop of that compassion is certainly very dear to Krishna. And in course of time, we'll achieve the ultimate perfection to go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, as did Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, promised their followers that if we are sincere to carry out their instructions in our life, at the end of life, we will certainly go back home, back to God. And we know that Krishna never betrays the words of his devotee. Krishna promised before Kurukshetra battle, I will not fight. But he told Arjuna, Kunteya pratichanehi nametha vakta pranashati. You declare it boldly that my devotee will not be vanquished. During the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna violated his own promise to protect the promise of his devotee Arjuna. It is our beloved Guru Maharaj's promise. Anyone who sincerely follows his instructions after leaving this body will go back home, back to Godhead. Krishna will make that promise true. We should never forget our debt to Srila Prabhupada. The prominent condition of our hearts that we should aspire for is genuine gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. It is quite amazing what Srila Prabhupada has done for us and for the world. Recently I was reading a speech that Srila Prabhupada gave in 1973 in London at the occasion of his Vyas Puja. He explained that Chaitanya Charitamrita was completing. And he gave all credit to Pajumana. He said, this beloved disciple of mine, he worked so hard. Thus I call him Pandit Mahashoy. Very great honor. He said, it is actually his work that is responsible for Chaitanya Charitamrita to soon become available. Later on, he said, quote unquote, soon I may die, and I request all of you to take the responsibility to carry on this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and my Guru Maharaj. I am hopeful of that. Prabhupada said that our mission is spreading all over the world because all of you are helping me so much. I deserve no credit. The credit is yours because you are assisting me in the mission of my Guru Maharaj. This is Vaishnav, Paramhamsa. It was that mood of complete humility and surrender, that mood of willing to undergo any inconvenience and suffering, to show compassion to others. That is actually our only qualification.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.